Bass baritone Devon Tynes is fresh from his Carnegie Hall recital debut. And this Sunday, he and his recital partner, Adam Nielsen, pianist, will be on the Shriver Hall concert series. And his bio describes him this way: as a Black, gay, classically trained performer at the intersection of many histories, cultures, and aesthetics, he's engaged in work that blends opera, art song, contemporary classical music, spirituals, gospel, and songs of protest as a means to tell a deeply personal story of perseverance that connects to all of humanity. And with all of that said, it is such a pleasure to have Devon on the line. Welcome to WBJC.
Thank you.
This program that you're presenting for Shriver Hall, of course, folds in all those things that I was mentioning in your bio, a very personal program using the form of the Mass as a structure. And I think to give context to this recital, won't you just tell us about your early childhood exploration into song and how that led into a professional career?
In coming to determine what a recital program would be, I had to pull on all of the musics of my upbringing. And in looking through all of that, it seemed to be largely liturgical. I grew up in the Black Baptist Church, going to a church in Northern Virginia. I also sang in undergrad at Harvard with the Renaissance Polyphony Choir. I also sang at the National Shrine in D.C. as a church job, as well as the Greek Orthodox Cathedral in New York. And so all of the beginnings of my music making were from different religious contexts, and I pulled a lot of that music together, but not with the idea of sharing dogma, but really trying to put different aesthetics in conversation with one another as a conduit of saying, how do we as a people deal with a problem in our life, and how have different cultures and aesthetics come to address those ideas?
So then, taking that structure of the Mass, the Kyrie, the Agnus Dei, Credo, Gloria, Sanctus, and Benedictus, and weaving together Bach with more recent composers, how have you structured and formulated that?
So getting to know those constituent parts, Kyrie, Gloria, Sanctus, and so on, I had to think about, what do they really mean at base level? You know, perhaps a Kyrie really is, you know, asking for mercy, but it's also saying, maybe I have a problem and I need some sort of relief from it. And trying to look through the Mass as a structure that you could say has to deal with human life in general, trying to pull upon different musics from my experience that also fit that bill. So within the Kyrie, I actually asked a friend to write a miniature Mass or a Kyrie, with which I put Bach's Wiedergeburt mich, which is from his BWV 244, which is a cantata that basically says, why do we create problems within the world? And then saying, well, there's also something from the gospel and spiritual literature with the song, Were You There When They Crucified My Lord? So I wanted to just say, how could different worlds be brought together to talk about humanity?
This is such a thoughtful and deeply personal program being presented by the bass baritone Devon Tynes with his recital partner Adam Nielsen. And that is this Sunday, 5:30 at Shriver Hall next to the BMA. There's more information at shriverconcerts.org. Devon, I am so looking forward to this. Thank you so much.
Thank you.